Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
When we see the red and we think of the fire of the Holy Spirit, one of the really cool things about this solemnity. Kind of gets us excited a little bit because of the action, right? When we think of the Holy Spirit, we typically don't think of the Holy Spirit as just, you know, in a corner, not doing anything. He's moving. He's flying around, filling me up. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in me the fire of your love. He's doing something. We like that. We like that. In the scriptures today, we hear about the importance of language. Not the only scriptures that show that. Certainly the reading from the Tower of Babel also kind of hits on that point. But today, certainly, in the first reading, we know that language unites us. It unites a people, it unites a nation. In this country, the United States of America, the primary language is English. It is good that people can understand each other, who live with each other, can talk and discuss things. The language unites a people and helps society. It's a good thing. In the Roman Catholic Church, the official language is Latin. It hasn't completely died. No, it's still the official language. For example, all the documents of the church are written first into Latin and then translated into the other languages of the world, not vice versa. Still a primacy of Latin. And so the Latin language, and we hear it in some of our music, we hear it in some of the Sanctus, the Pater Noster, the Agnus Dei. We keep those things in because, first of all, it's tradition and flavor, but also the reality that Latin is the unifying language of all Catholics who speak all types of languages in the whole world. And this has nothing to do with the Eucharist not uniting us, just sticking on language doing its part. But there is something about hearing the gospel and most of the readings and most of the Mass, or much of the Mass, in your native language. In Acts, the apostles receive the Holy Spirit and they start speaking in tongues. And men from the farthest corners of the Roman world, you heard the list of some of the countries, all of a sudden, they're like, well, he's speaking in my language. That Jew is speaking in my language. Well, he's speaking in mine, the guy next to him. But yet, they're engaged. They're listening. They're listening to what the apostles are saying. And the apostles aren't just mumbling. They understand them. They hear them. It touches their heart. They are fully and actively participating. Right, you've heard that. One of the goals of Vatican II for having the Mass available in the languages is to encourage full and active participation, because when we hear the beautiful prayers of the Mass, when we hear the readings of Scripture, as long as we're not daydreaming or falling asleep due to our own laziness or we haven't gotten enough sleep, but right, we're more engaged, taking it in. That's beautiful. Now, if you go to a Mass somewhere and you hear it in a different language, traveling, or you just go to a different language, you know where you are in the Mass, and that's the beauty of having the same liturgy. Absolutely. But it's even better when you hear it and understand it. If we switched entirely to Latin this Mass, I mean everything. I bet some of you, I bet many of you would start coming to the 9 a.m. And it would be completely understandable. Okay. A note on praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's one of many gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you don't need to have it to get into heaven. Now in heaven, we might all be praying in tongues. I don't know. But you don't need it here. Now if you have it here, the Holy Spirit leads you to it, it starts happening, beautiful. But you heard about the gifts being of benefit to others. Let's go back to Acts. When the apostles were speaking in tongues, they were not in the upper room hanging out just themselves speaking in tongues. They were speaking in tongues and people heard them. There were recipients to the message. It wasn't just for themselves, it was that others benefited from them. Interesting. It's not just for the person praying in tongues. What about those that are supposed to be receiving what they're saying? The gifts are of should be of benefit to the whole church. And there's many gifts and many members of the body, and we all have different gifts, and we should desire all the Lord wants to give us. But they're not just for us, they're for others, that they may become closer to Christ. Lord, thank you for allowing us to receive your word in a language we understand. Thank you for all the selected gifts we have received from you in proper time and measure. And above all, thank you for the gift of your love, who is the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.